Welcome to the Founders Odyssey podcast, where we interview founders that have bought companies, sold companies, raised funds, and are creating significant impact by solving problems with their companies. Our special guest today is Martin Lasmonis, founder and CEO of Supplyful, a direct-to-consumer e-commerce software platform allowing for anyone to build a supplement brand and drop ship customized products to their customers. Join us in hearing more about Martin and his founder's odyssey and how he's disrupting an entire industry. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Hey, Nathan. Happy to be there, and thanks for inviting me.
So many of the founders that I've interviewed are typically here in the U.S., but why don't you tell our viewers actually where you're tuning in from?
Yeah, so I'm currently tuning in from Riga, Latvia. So this is where our kind of European headquarters are based. We are operating or doing a lot of operations from here because we get a lot of, you know, technical talent, design talent, operational team members as well. But then we have our US headquarters in Denver, Colorado, where we have our own facility, also team there. So kind of run both continents, but we're only focused on the US market for this business.
Yeah, I mean, we're excited to be able to get into that just a little bit later on in this podcast. But man, welcome all the way in from, what time is it there actually?
It's 4 p.m. at the moment.
Okay, 4 p.m. and it's like 7:50 or, you know, 8 o'clock here. So pretty cool on the time zone difference. Well, let's jump into the first question I like to ask the founders, and that is, what does entrepreneurship mean to you?
I think it's pretty short what it means for me. It means building. So building stuff and making sure that the ideas that you have in your head become a reality. And I think that's the most exciting part of being an entrepreneur.
Yeah, there's so many different responses to that. And it's just really interesting to me on each, you know, how each of the founders take that and perceive it. But okay, so solving problems, but also creating and building, you know, because building, once you're finished or once you're in the process of building, you are able to actually extract that creativity, which is really exciting. So let's talk a little bit about how you began your journey to the current state that you're at. Did it start back at a young age, or share with me on who influenced you on your path?
So if I look back, I honestly see myself that I have been entrepreneurial from a very young age. So I have started multiple companies. One company, it was actually with the current also co-founder of Supplyful, was where we were trading pearl jewelry. So we were buying pearl jewelry in China and then selling it in Europe. And that business failed and didn't work out. But then we built our second e-commerce business called graphomap.com, which we bootstrapped from zero to 1.5 million in revenue, also in the US market while sitting here in Latvia, where I'm calling you from. And that was a more successful venture. So we sold that in 2020. And was probably one of the biggest achievements to date for myself, because it was just, you know, super gratifying to literally build something where you have no money, no resources. You take loans with personal guarantees. You take loans with 25% per year, and there's a lot of risk involved. But eventually you find the buyers yourself, and you sell the business. And it's... Yeah, the whole process and just doing it everything by yourself is super rewarding, and you gain a lot of experience. And yeah, out of that stemmed the idea of Supplyful. So all the previous business was based on a business model called like print on demand. So we had no equipment, no machines, nothing. We had five suppliers in the back end that dropshipped our products to the end customer. And we wanted to do the same thing in the sports nutrition and consumer packaged goods industry. But we quickly realized that it's not that easy to do, and literally no such solution exists. So the idea of Supplyful came from our own challenges of, you know, spending months to find the right suppliers, you know, figure or seeing or discovering that you need to invest tons of money in inventory. Then you need to find 3PLs to actually distribute the whole product. So super complicated, super costly. And we thought there's just much better way to do it.
Yeah, you said one thing there in the beginning about the adversities that you face, but also some of the lessons that you learned along the way. Can you share with our audience some of the lessons that you have learned, maybe some of the most important ones throughout the process of building?
Yeah, so definitely one thing is that you really need to be patient. So things take usually longer than you expect. Be ready to stay disciplined, because you need to like maybe repeat the same thing all over again every day, and then it requires a kind of strong mental state to be able to not give up and continue executing on that idea. And third, I would say, is surround yourself with the right people, have the right competencies in, and once you have all those traits working simultaneously and in good synergies, then you can achieve all the dreams you set for yourself.
Share with us a little bit of the mindset that you have as the CEO of this company that you're developing on how to attract talent and create culture amongst your organization.
Yeah, it's a broad topic. I think we're still like shaping our culture and shaping what we're building here, because at the moment we are almost 20 people. But I think it starts with literally, you know, defining what is your vision, what is your mission, and then creating the virtues to which you live by. So we have all that implemented in the organization. And once you have those set out, you literally hire against those virtues. You find the right talent in terms of what you need for that specific moment, but you make sure that they're literally the right fit for your team, because they are going to amplify that same, you know, virtues going forward. So at some points it might feel vague, so it's very critical that you think about how you use those virtues on a day-to-day basis. It's not enough just to put things on posters or you know, just have them written somewhere on the wall. You literally have to live by them.
Yeah, it's that ethos within your culture and, you know, the continued pursuit of that perfection or pursuit of whatever you set out. And that's what I've seen from founders just time and time again. It's just their continued pursuit. They don't quit, but they also understand the direction that they're heading. And that's brings us to our next question about the direction that you're currently heading. So share with us a little bit about this new innovative drop shipping / software that you guys have created for the entire creator industry within the supplement field. I believe you guys are really onto something and could have quite a significant impact in this space. So please share with us about Supplyful, where you are, and how exciting it is right now.
We have been in the market for less than 2 years at the moment. We launched in October 2021, and we have now helped creators generate almost $5 million in revenue. So we're growing very fast with just a limited, you know, SKUs in our catalog. We just have 70 different products that we have listed at the moment. But what we have done is that on the demand side, we have created a one-click solution where you can launch your brand, just choose the product, brand the label, and link it to your online sales channel and start selling. When you make a sale, our software ensures that all the order information goes to our facility or one of our partner's facilities. It is packed, prepared, and shipped to your end customer on your behalf. So you don't have to worry about any of the operational, you know, hustles. You can literally start with no upfront investment. So this is, we're like removing barriers of entry in the supplement industry, also like functional foods industry, and we're going to keep adding more and more verticals to Supplefull. And on the let's say supply side, we are innovating how producers, how white label producers can actually open up a totally new revenue stream for them that didn't exist before. So we're giving them access to like 4 million Shopify stores that can actually start launching products that they offer. Because most of the white label producers, what we see is very heavily offline focused. And one is that maybe they haven't seen the potential of e-commerce. And second is they just don't have the understanding, the necessary tools to tap into that
Yes.
trend. And we are letting them do it.
I mean, that's what I've seen with your product or your solution, right? And I can firsthand speak about the efficiencies at which you guys have been able to create what you have created based on another business that I run is the health and wellness company called Hybrid Athlete Training. And we added a supplement to our line. In the very day that we added a supplement using Supplefull, we had sales. And it was quite a revolutionary, not only thought process, but also system that we implemented. And I can speak once again firsthand at the efficiency of Supplefull. So, yes. I'm excited for their company, and you're just gonna keep hearing it. But they have systems in place, and we're excited also, like what you're saying, for the manufacturers and the streamlined capabilities that this can provide for those manufacturers, and then at scale. I mean, the service that you have can be scaled across the entire world. Would you say, or can you
Yes,
explain a little bit
exactly.
more of your vision there for the streamlining of this process?
Yes, so we are like a utility, like a pipeline, literally, here are the standard rules to tap into our pipeline, and then we provide all those let's say equipment, process designs, printers, whatever, all the nitty-gritty so that they can join and list their products on Supplefull. And for us, it's like once we have streamlined that process, it's like, okay, how do we open, let's say, India, Australia? So we kind of like say this manufacturers, here is the process, here's what you need to implement in your facility to tap into Supplefull. And then we take care of the demand side, just making sure more and more people register and then start creating products. But we don't have literally at the moment like challenges with the demand side. It's growing very organically. We have almost spent no resources in marketing.
Yeah, and that's extremely impressive. Well, you guys are doing a wonderful job. So share with us a little bit about, let's go down a road here, and it won't be too far, but I'd like for people to understand, like right now you've gotten to this position where it seems like it's been pretty streamlined and just you've been straightforward to the top, but it's not always like that for founders. So share with us a little bit about maybe a time that you had failed, that then you were able to bounce back through, creating some, creating a plan maybe, or maybe, having some mentors that help you through that process. So share with us a little bit about that.
So just recently, I think just the recent experience that happened last month, beginning of July. So we were literally working for 6 months on an integration with a partner that is was going to be our what we call third party integration. We were working on that for 6 months, communicating, making sure that everybody's aligned. As that was our first integration, we didn't push our process, but we said, okay, like we're gonna go with your with what you suggest. We're gonna stick with what you already operate, as we just want to prove the model concept works. And everything till the last minute felt like it's going fine. They didn't give us any feedback on whether we should change everything. And seems like, okay, looks good. Let's publish the product. We published like a first wave of products, 15 products, and we sent them like 1,000 orders on that day, and they were like, wait, this is not going to work. Like, we can't process that many orders, and we're not working with this type of model. And they started like adding a list of things that we need to change in order for them, for us to partner with them, although we thought that we were all on the same page. At the same time, we thought like, okay, this will not work. Like, we see their processes are not streamlined. They don't, they're not able to like do the volumes that we are already doing. And we just wrote it off as a loss. And I even sent them an email. Like, I apologize. I, we spent your precious time in towards this, unfruitful cooperation, and we never wanted to for this to happen like this. But I understood instantly, okay, we need to like, first of all, cut this off, cut this loss, and not focus on them, and move forward with our own process. And secondly, as we go forward and add additional partners, we only do it on our terms. We don't do it on any other terms, because we, and the third point is that we understood we truly have innovated on something. We are pretty much the only ones doing what we are doing today in the US market, and I would say all, even globally. Because it takes, you know, all the startup scene, they want to do something in the software space. They just want to scale fast. They want to be a SaaS business or raise a lot of money. But nobody really wants to tackle, you know, the offline, the really hard things that require you to elements in order to succeed. And we have combined that software world with that physical world, and I think that significantly sets us apart from someone else in the market trying to do what we are doing now.
Yeah, and that's what I've seen from you guys so far. There's been, you know, we did experience a little bit of a hiccup there with the company, but you guys have seemed to bounce back very quickly. And then also understanding your process. And I think you're learning from that as well, very quickly as well. So, to your point there, as far as your process, it seems that you're able to pretty much set the standard and then attract the right customer, which would be from a manufacturing standpoint. So you're in essence just attracting the right partner to adhere to your innovation in essence. Yeah. And then that will allow for your streamline, you know, capabilities within Supplyful as a business. That's what I'm seeing from you.
Yeah,
guys.
Exactly. Exactly.
Well, share with us a little bit about the kind of the future of the company, where you're seeing the biggest successes, and where we can see Supplyful here in the future.
So our vision is to enable entrepreneurs to launch and operate super scalable consumer packaged goods product brands to make sure that their dreams come true, that they become financially independent, so that they can do what they want. And to achieve that vision, we need to provide them not only with, you know, different type of tools on how to better market, how to better run your company, how to organize your let's say internal processes, but also how do we attract more through adding verticals that are not visible yet on Supplyful. And for that, I mean, like, we're into works of adding skincare. We're into works of adding household goods, household, you know, things that you like wet wipes, like launching a wet wipes brand. How do we add pet care? How do we add bakery and confectionery verticals? So all these verticals will significantly expand on what people can sell and what we what we approach also on the demand side. And that so many verticals catering can only be achieved through these partner programs, so that these suppliers are ready to participate in this infrastructure with our own, with our terms.
And, yeah, totally see that.
And that's what we are gonna focus on the next coming years, and streamline the production, enable, you know, so that you can instead of just customize the label, but you can actually on the first day customize ingredients, customize packaging, build totally unique product from scratch online on demand, you know, without spending tons of money into research, into product development and testing against the market. Because usually with these products is it's like, okay, I think I have a good idea about this product. This is going to be demanded. Then you spend like 6 to 12 months developing just to realize after that that it was all a waste of time.
Yeah, I mean, I can speak from a personal experience as far as trying to formulate and develop, you know, our own products, and it can be costly. You know, you've got to have an order minimum, number one. You've got to take the time to actually formulate your personal ingredients inside of that product. I mean, and this is just for supplements in particular. Obviously, the other verticals you're hopping into, there's obviously still going to be some barriers of entry to that as well. But, you know, at the end of the day, I just see that you guys are creating something special. And that's why I wanted to have you on the podcast today to share with our audience really what it takes, though, to be a founder and to hop through the hoops and the different adverse situations that can come and arise through that. Is there any last words that you'd like to share with our audience about just, you know, about your journey, about what they can expect, but also what they should do to continue to persevere?
I think just try to identify within each of yourself, first of all, what you are good at, how you can best or the broader, you know, society, humanity. And once you have figured that out, try to maximize that effort. Personally, I have figured out that the best way I can contribute to the larger societies by building companies, building businesses. And now I'm trying to maximize that effort to become an exceptional leader, an exceptional CEO, and running a world-class organization. Of course, I still probably I'm like 20% of me at the moment, but I continue learning. Growing, and I really embrace the role I am at the moment, and enjoy the journey, you know, these things. Don't focus on one journey, enjoy the journey, because one, let's say, achievement or one goal that you, it's like a snap, it's one day and that's it, and it's gone.
Yeah, I would agree. And that's very good advice for everybody here. So how do we get a hold of you? What's the best way to follow the company? And also, are there anything that you need from our audience out there?
Follow our company. Follow me on LinkedIn. Martin's last Twitter. I try to be engaging and share how. So if you want to see how we get to $1 billion business within the next years, follow my journey there. We're super transparent in terms of how we're doing it, what is our earnings, etc. So follow me on Twitter as last month. I think you probably can, Nathan, add this in the.
Yeah, we'll put all your contact information in the description for the podcast. But, you know, once again, thank you so much for joining us today on the Founders Odyssey podcast. And if you guys have liked today's episode, feel free to subscribe and also share this with your friends. Until next time, We cannot wait to create another podcast for you guys out there, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks for having me. It was a